Planting Corn. Now that blast-off day was nigh, MacDonald Duck was feeling torn between the farm duck he was born and the duck he had become. Late that morn, the side of him that he did scorn took out a can of unpopped corn and in a little plot of ground planted kernels all around, letting only 3 of 4 slide down his bill into his craw. All afternoon Sam oversaw his tiny plot and fed it from his chamber pot. By evening 50 shoots were up, and over half he placed a cup. Next morning, when the sun arose, it was exactly as he'd feared. The shoots he hadn't covered up had disappeared, and in their place, that whitish telltale trace. It's clear, thought Sam, if crows had pesticides instead of bugs and reasons to get off their tushes, they could raise not only corn but beans, rose hips, and berry bushes. To motivate them, I could buy their land for colored beads, lease it back to them to farm, and, attentive to their needs, sell them fertilizers, pesticides, and hybrid seeds. Just paying back the interest on their debt would exercise their backs and bones and stop them sitting on these stones. And yet, the duck had to admit there was a certain charm in sitting on a rock and watching how the morning sunlight lit those little sprouts of green. It took him back to duckling days when he had not a dime but lots of time to dream and watch the crops grow tall. How well he could recall, with Roo, his brothers and his sisters too, their joyful games, their happy quacks, until the day they met the axe. "Why them instead of me?" sighed Sam. "What was the matter? Was it because I happened to be thinner and they fatter? And must I feel eternally a sinner because I wasn't that poor schmuck who got selected first for dinner?" He laughed, reflecting on his luck. Just then along came Dr. Fink. Exclaimed the shrink, "Why, here's our famous anchor duck, helping Croatian grasses grow." "You are," he said to Sam, "a most amazing dude. So please don't think me rude if I should say I'd love to get inside your mind and see what guilts and traumas a psychiatrist might find in someone raised for food. Could that account for your obsessive appetite for wealth?" Sighed Sam, just managing to hide his grin. "Oh, Dr. Fink, you can't imagine what a state I'm in. It's starting to affect my health. The more I earn, the more I yearn to earn some more. Money is a terrible addiction, yet no one seems to care about this millionaire's affliction. The government has even ruled that if I take a wife, every egg of our production is an IRS deduction. I have no need for all this money. Ducks don't wear Italian shoes and rarely touch hard drugs or booze. The only time my money's not a bore is when I speculate on stock and get a lock on gaining several million more." Said Harry Fink, "I feel your pain. The great Voltaire was right as rain when he observed 2 centuries and more ago, the way for man or duck to live is how you've done it here on Crow, spreading good organic dung to make your garden grow. I'll bet it's crossed your mind to stay right here and say goodbye to CBA and all the fame and fortune that you once held dear." At this, Sam racked his brain for some sarcastic comment he could offer as reply. But every time he found what seemed a perfect one to try, some other duck within him whispered that it was a lie.